This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A brush fire is burning by I-70 near Morrison in Jefferson County. Smoke is visible in the area. Heavy winds and dry air has created dangerous fire conditions along the Front Range. Meanwhile, emergency crews haven't made much progress containing another wildfire burning south of Lake George, about an hour west of Pikes Peak. Officials there say the 403 fire has burned more than 1,100 acres. New census data released Thursday shows Colorado's population continues to grow, including in the southeastern part of the state. But as KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, there are some nuances.
El Paso County remains the most populous in the state. It's one of just two counties in the southeast region where births outpaced deaths during the last couple of years. Pueblo County grew slightly, all due to people moving in. More people died than were born for nearly all the counties in the region, causing some to shrinking population. Meanwhile, rural Custer County had one of the biggest percentage increases in the state, growing by more than 600 people during the 2 years ending last summer. Nearly all that growth was due to people moving there. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The civil case brought by Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News will go to a jury trial. A judge in Delaware made the ruling today. Dominion is suing Fox for $1.6 billion, claiming it spread lies about Dominion's products and cost it contracts. Both companies asked the judge to declare a winner without a trial, but he refused. He did, however, write that it's, quote, crystal clear Fox aired baseless conspiracies about the company. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.